The award-winning Bolingbrook Golf Club and Golf Academy are now open for the 2018 season. Take advantage of spring rates and play the course everyone's raving about. Use Book Now for special green fee discounts and take advantage of the Titleist Pro V1 promotion. Buy 3 dozen and receive 1 dozen free personalized golf balls. No time to play? Fine-tune your game at their driving range and golf academy, rated in the top 50 nationwide. Prime outing dates are still available with incredible banquet options inside the private lake clubhouse. For information or to book your tee time, visit bolingbrookgolfclub.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you want to buy a home, we could help you get a great mortgage that may require as little as 3% down. And we also invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. And for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
Hi, I'm Darla from Cintas.
Oh, thank goodness you're here. We have so much to do. I need fire extinguishers, right?
We'll place them for you and be out for regular inspection.
Great. And what about my new hires?
We'll get them into uniforms and keep them looking sharp.
What about this first aid cabinet?
Fully stocked.
It wasn't this morning.
It is now. And so are the restrooms.
Wow, Cintas really seems to know what we need.
You said it.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
Two states, NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
The Chicago Cubs play here.
Ryan hits one in the air, deep left field. It's got a chance, gone. Long blast to the seats and left.
This is Sports Radio 670, The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. With only 3 home games left in the season, the first-place Wolves are poised to make another run in the playoffs. Catch the Wolves Saturday versus Milwaukee and next Saturday versus Rockford. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Cubs pitching coach Jim Hickey talked about dealing with a 17-inning game in Game 2 with Mullion Haw.
That put us in a really bad spot in terms of the bullpen, and I don't know where we would be without Eddie Butler stepping in there and throwing 7 innings and 7 extremely effective innings at bat. Actually, yesterday we were in pretty good shape, but with the rain out and then today being off, tomorrow starting in Milwaukee, we should be back to 100% down there in the bullpen.
The entire Hickey interview on 670thescore.com. The White Sox offense has struck out 24 times in their 2 games in Toronto. They'll try to avoid a Jay sweep. Carson Fulmer against Aaron Sanchez. Blackhawks at the Blues. St. Louis has dropped 3 straight and sit 1 point out of the Western Conference playoff picture. And in the NFL, Baltimore signs RG3 to a 1-year contract. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to perldavid.com. The Cubs home opener is Monday, and the Bernstein and McKnight show will be live from the park at Wrigley. Join the guys from 9 a.m. to 12:45. Followed by the pregame show with Zach Zaidman through first pitch. The home opener broadcast is sponsored by the Piggery Chicago, offering free shuttle to all Northside home games. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score tomorrow when the Cubs take on the Brewers. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by the Illinois Media School.
Midway.
The Midday Midway.
1, 2.
Midway. The most important of the year.
3, 4.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
It's not 10. You see, you're on 10 here. Where can you go from there? Where?
To 11.
11, exactly.
11.
Midway. So real, you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
First half of the show featured our breakdown of the Ed Block Courage Award.
Yes.
Trying to define what Ed Block Courage actually is.
We know you'd been waiting for the Ed Block Courage breakdown.
We cover it like it's news. You're every
damn right
year.
We do.
Every
damn
year.
Right we
the
do.
Ed Block Courage Award. He was a courageous
front page right here
trainer for the Colts. I guess the Baltimore Colts needed courageous levels of training, apparently. So. Congrats to Kyle Long on that. Mike Florio joined us. We also talked a little bit about the troubling news regarding the ongoing brain trauma of one Jonathan Toews, and we revisited some of the Joe Maddon stuff from yesterday.
I don't know if you saw the lead up to the Masters. We talked a little bit about Tiger and him snaking in that chip the other day. We talked a little bit about a TMZ story, or was it a New York Post story?
Based on TMZ, I believe.
On TMZ. Okay. Well, this is another story from the Masters, and this one is actually this makes me happier. The Masters, it's a buttoned-up place. It's got a tradition that's not all that great sometimes.
It's
a
tradition unlike any other.
Yes, it is. And unfortunately, sometimes that's good, and sometimes that's very bad.
And apparently, they also have one of the most over-covered or overrated concession items in the pimento cheese sandwich.
Yeah, everybody loves this thing. Yeah. I like pimento cheese, but obviously, I've never been to the Masters.
No, thank you.
And if you're going to the Masters, your free speech is being abridged, Dan. You will be asked to leave the premises if you are found uttering any of the certain phrases that are on a list.
Say on air?
Cannot. No. Patrons at the Masters have a list of phrases they're not allowed to scream during someone's backswing.
One of them is great googly moogly.
Among them.
No one's certain why.
Is dilly dilly.
No.
You cannot say dilly dilly at the Masters.
This sounds like a stunt.
You will
this sounds like a Bud Light publicity stunt.
Doobie doobie doo is another one.
I was kidding with mine. Really?
That is all true. Yeah, Bryce Ritchie, who's a staffer for CBS Sports, has the list, and the tournament workers will have to escort you from the premises if you are uttering any. I think that if you're yelling anything, leave.
You shouldn't be going there to yell stuff.
It's very stupid. But you can't yell these things. And I'm glad, because I'm good on the dilly-dilly thing. I'm set. The commercials are over.
I want the
full list. Not that funny anymore. I'm done.
I want the full list.
Remember,
what if it's like, big, hairy? I mean, there's got to be something on there. It's
just shockingly specific things on the list.
Thought of. Yeah. I'm looking at tankathon.com, and I don't like what I see. This is over, folks.
No,
they've done it wrong. I love your chippy bulls and the fact that there's guys you've never heard of who are carrying you down the stretch, and John Kilpatrick is
we had the pre-show meeting have the pre-show meeting at 8 o'clock on Friday, and Rick Camp is happily listing down the closing lineup the Bulls had in last night, and I thought he was just making up names at some point.
David Nawal, it was Ryan Arcidiacono, who has the tie, Sean Kilpatrick, Jaren Grant, David Nawaba at the four with Cristiano Felicio.
Is he watching the closing lineup?
They've won three in a row.
Yeah.
They currently have, with four games left, here are the percentages in the lottery simulator at tankathon.com. The Bulls have a 2.2% chance at the number one overall pick. They have a 7.9% chance at a top three pick. In other words, it's over.
You know what's happening on the text lines in the next 30 seconds, right? Everyone's going to tell you that they had a 1.7% chance of getting the top pick with Derrick Rose, right? 2.2? Is that what they've got now? Mm-hmm. It's not happening.
Nah.
There are rule changes coming in basketball, Dan. Rule changes are afoot. We were just talking with Danny Parkins yesterday about perhaps moving the college three-point line in. Well, for NBA and USA youth hoops, that's between ages 7 and 11, they're changing the rules. No three-pointers, no zone defense. They've got a smaller ball and lower rims for some of the leagues as well. And Steph Curry is all about it. And I kind of found it interesting that a guy who's value comes so much from the three-pointer is all about moving or getting rid of, in this case, youth basketball's three-point line. I thought it was kind of interesting. They want to make more action at the hoop. I don't know how that... You know, basketball is a little different in player development from a youth standpoint because it's just so much easier to go out there and play as baseball, as football, as
walk
hockey
out of your house.
Is incredibly difficult to go play. But I thought the rule changes were interesting. And, you know, I don't have a kid who's played youth ball at all. I don't remember a three-point line when I was 7 to 11. I
it's all
I don't
kids
think anybody
wanna
was
do.
Shooting it.
It's all they want to do.
Just chuck from distance?
It's the Steph Curryization of at least youth pickup basketball. Anytime my kids' friends are playing, I know when they play it overnight camp, all anybody wants to do is shoot the longest possible threes.
Yeah, I remember doing that and throwing it from like half court or whatever just for fun. I honestly can't remember. I played ball 7 to 11 for sure. I don't remember whether we had a 3-point line or not. I have no idea.
This is from The Comeback. Arizona State made quite the interesting coaching hire for the football program when the school brought Herm Edwards back to coaching after nearly
they trotted him out like he was Christ reborn. Yeah, I mean, they threw him out there like it was the resurrection.
And then he kind of said that he really wasn't going to be a coach, more of the executive level coach
from
here.
From that moment at the first presser,
he informed Arizona State football players that he may be getting close to making cuts from the team. And players on scholarship would not be exempt from those potential roster decisions.
It's April!
Think about this. This is a college football coach.
It's April!
Pressuring his players by saying they could get cut toward the end of spring practices in Tempe. And he's talking about them getting into the weight room, and he's got to get them on tape. And he said, this is according to Arizona Central, there was a message sent. And the message was very clear that we're in the process of evaluating players between now and next week. You're going to find whether you continue to be a part of it or not. I told them that when I first took the job. And the point being this, where he says, I told some guys who continue to stay in the training room, you've got no tape. I can't grade you if you're not on tape. All of a sudden, guys got well.
Yeah, I bet they did.
It's amazing. They asked the question here at the comeback, amazing or alarming? Did Edwards just put pressure on his players to rush themselves back on the practice field just so they can have some tape for the coaching staff?
Yes. You know what happens when the NCAA starts this? We've seen that happen. We've seen coaches get fired and get pulled. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's what Tim Beckman got fired and blackballed for.
You cannot.
Turn your head. Turn your head. You're fine. You're fine. You're fine. And they remember moving guys' lockers down to the basement when he thought they were malingering because they were hurt?
If you're going to continue to perpetuate this myth of amateurism around the NCAA, then you have to protect these kids at some point. They're not professionals. If you're going to say that they're not, you have to afford them the ability to act like humans who don't have a fallback of a professional job.
This is more from Edwards. Sometimes these players think with 85 scholarships, I'm good. You're not good. You've earned a scholarship because of your ability to be a student athlete. It's a combination of both. When you don't meet that standard, there's consequences. Consequences are sometimes tough. If I don't apply those consequences, then I'm not doing my job as a head coach.
I love how he just slides that student athlete phrase right in there.
Yep.
You see when coaches use that? You know when coaches use that phrase? It's never congratulating. At the end of the season, that's when they use it to congratulate. Otherwise, it's a threat.
I'm Catholic now. I'm a Christian. Watch out them devils.
The Sun Devils, Herb. It's the name of the damn team. History made in baseball last night. I don't know if you caught the Brewers-Cardinals game. 5-4, Brewers win it. It started off with Dexter Fowler homering and Tommy Pham homering. I'm going to get into a little conversation about Tommy Pham and the Cardinals when we get back after this.
Look forward to that.
But it started with two consecutive home runs. In the ninth, Brewers trailing by one.
Now up to Christian Yelich. Here it is. Yelich sends one to right center and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here and gone for Yelich. He has tied the game with a booming home run. He got it all on the pitch. Ryan Braun.
First of all, I'm really glad Rick Camp pulled the Euchre cut. I love Bob Euchre. I genuinely don't care about any of the stories around him. Hearing him call baseball, I don't care.
At least thank you for paying lip service to somebody.
I don't care.
Okay.
Bob Euchre saved my life when I was 18. Christian Yelich and Ryan Braun.
He rescued you from tear gas?
Very close to that. Yeah, it was actually real closer than you might think. Christian Yelich and Ryan Braun homered. It is the first time a game has ever, in baseball history, first time a game has ever began and ended with back-to-back home runs.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Brewers over the Cardinals 5-4, and Euchre got to call it for you there.
We have to have a talk with Jeff Sullivan because new rule, he can't come on our show and do his usual terrific stuff and then spend the rest of the day posting even better stuff to FanGraphs.
I saw exactly this.
Right?
What the hell,
come
Jeff?
Come on, Jeff.
Holding it out.
Yeah, throw us a bone here. So the headline, it already looks like the fly balls are here. And he says, we know that hitters are less fond of grounders than ever. Even so, I didn't expect quite the numbers we already have. You don't need to remind me of how early it is. Already, there's evidence of a significant batted ball shift. We're into our fourth season of StatCast data, the stuff everyone loves, exit velo and launch angle. Check out the league average launch angles. You might notice a pattern. 2015, 10.1 degrees. 2016, 10.8. 2017, 11.1. And this year already, 13.3.
Come on.
13.3. Between 2015 and 2017, a league-wide increase of 1 degree. Already we're seeing a sign of a league-wide increase by more than 2 degrees. Of course, nothing can be confirmed until we have a lot more information. It's the kind of thing you'd expect to fairly rapidly find its level. The sixth day of the regular season, we can break down launch angle on a day-to-day basis.
Oh my God.
So he does that. Five straight days of 12 degrees or higher. And the average for all of 2017 was 11.1. Each of the first 5 days, we had well more than 600 batted balls. So on the league-wide scale, numbers aren't quite as volatile as you think.
Interesting.
On any given day, there's an awful lot of baseball being played. Launch angle is one way to attack this. It's also limiting. We don't have that much of a StatCast history. So how about this as he looks at ground ball rate? Last season, 44.2% of batted balls were grounders. In the early going this season, 40.7% of batted balls have been grounders. It's not like grounders who have been completely disappeared. It's not about one hitter. This is everyone combined, and it's difficult for a league average number to change by very much, but that's what we might be seeing. So 2018 is literally just a few days old, and they've got league ground ball rate splits coming out, and his conclusion is we've talked about air balls. We haven't yet discovered a big change in the grounder rate, but based on early indications, the change is underway. Certain hitters have changed their approaches. Teams are selecting hitters with certain approaches.
Yep.
The air balls look like they're here. That statement itself is not a surprise. That we can make it so early in 2018 is what's more surprising.
It's not like he just watched the Blue Jays beat up on the White Sox last night. He's actually going league-wide.
Going league-wide and looking at these numbers that actually don't have the sample size volatility because of the numbers of them. All right, you want to get to your Cardinals stuff?
Yes.
I love Cardinals.
It's delicious. It's just
really?
So, yeah, you, it really is.
Are you heating it up like a stew that
yeah,
we can season?
Yeah, just slowly stirring, like a tomato base kind of thing. You need to keep stirring it to not allow the stuff on the bottom to burn, to equally distribute all the seasoning.
Like a risotto,
spices.
Perhaps, to keep it moving.
Risotto, yeah.
The arborio rice is mm-hmm. is absorbing everything yeah. just the right way.
Yeah, it's very tasty. It's very, very tasty.
I'm looking forward to it, and that's coming up next. Bernstein and McKnight. That was the Midday Midway. We do it at 11 on The Score.
The Score has an all-new website, improving your experience through sight and sound. 670thescore.com. Listen. Use one-click streaming to hear The Score via radio.com. Plus, easily access on-demand segments and show podcasts. See sports schedules and team pages with up-to-date news and commentary. Plus, live video streaming. Read great Chicago sports articles and show highlights with no interference from pop-ups or intrusive ads. Check out The Score's new website at 670thescore.com.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Today's sign that the apocalypse is upon us. The minute the last snip of net came down in San Antonio Monday night, the projections for next season's top 25 began to come out. This is before we know for certain which underclassmen will or won't return, although in many cases we can be certain. Before we know who may or may not transfer, before we know anything at all. Doesn't matter. This is the age we live in. But what's really frightening is this. Many of the projections have Duke ranked number one, number two, or number three. Must be because of all those returning starters, right? Here's how many starters will return for Mike Krzyzewski. Zero. The Blue Devils started four freshmen and a senior this season. Grayson Allen will graduate. His 4-1-and-done teammates will graduate too, to the NBA. Kentucky's situation is virtually the same. They're in the top five too. Experience? Clearly overrated. Unless you want to win a national title. I'm John Feinstein.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
Go to ProFootballWeekly.com, draft your greatest team of the NFL's modern era, and you could win a trip for two to the big game next February in Atlanta. That's ProFootballWeekly.com, home to the best coverage of the draft and free agency anywhere.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
The Home Depot has free carpet installation for any carpet purchase over $699. Free installation, as in no hidden fees for moving furniture, ripping out old carpet, carpeting stairs. Fees other places charge for their free carpet installation, we don't. For carpet installation that really is free, start with carpet from The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
The Score's Lawrence Holmes on the Bulls.
It's been so nice going to Bulls games this year because for the first time in a long time, there's a lot of hope that goes along with these games. And it's fun to be back in the United Center watching what the Bulls can do. This is the place where you can hear all of that excitement go on. You get to hear the growth right here on 670 The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's radio home of the Bulls.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. You know, I believe buying a home is almost always a better idea than renting. But if the fear of a big down payment is holding you back, I've got some good news. Today, the average down payment for first-time home buyers is a lot less than 20%. And here's the best part. Our mortgage experts at Quicken Loans can help you find a variety of mortgage options that may require as little as 3% down. Now add to that Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes, which will give you an edge over other buyers. Here's something else to consider. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So don't let the fear of a high down payment hold you back. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
Call on Saturday, April 14th to benefit NIU student-athletes.
If your wiper blades are worn and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and save $8 instantly on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Improve visibility and save money with Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, take advantage of our free wiper blade installation. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Here's Tommy Pham batting, and the pitch to Tommy drilled to deep left. This is going to reach the upper deck, a booming home run, and it's 5-1 St. Louis.
Pat Hughes on the call watching a majestic Tommy Pham home run, and that is the subject of what Connor McKnight has for you next.
Yeah, Sports Illustrated put together a just kind of a background story on Tommy Pham, and the quotes in it are making the rounds through the Cardinals fan base, and some are having some real issues dealing with it. If you're not familiar with Tommy Pham outside of he terrorized the Cubs last season, and really the entire National League, Pham is 30 years old. He spent 11 years in the minor leagues as an outfielder who was, you know, one of the better prospects in the Cardinals organization, though he wasn't highly drafted. I think he was a 16th round pick. Last season, he went 306, 411, 520 with 23 home runs and 444 at bats. You will also remember that at one point during his career, his major league career, while he's sitting in AAA, the Cardinals tried to run Matt Adams in the outfield. That did not work well. And Tommy Pham was out on Twitter wondering why in the hell they're doing that when they've got him in AAA. So far this season, through five games, he's hitting 368, 478, 579. He was part of the back-to-back homer effort, despite the Cardinals' loss against the Brewers that you heard during the midday midway. And some of the quotes in here are tough. They're tough to read. They're tough to kind of put in perspective. So in order to, I hope, put it in a little bit better perspective, this is a quote from Pham at the end of this piece in Sports Illustrated. Tommy comes from a family that's it's been broken up some. He didn't know his father. His mother was very, very young when she had Tommy and his twin sister. His father was in jail and out of his life for most of his life. They don't have much of a relationship, and Tommy comes from a place where he's had to work for just about everything. As I mentioned, a 16th round pick. Too.
Also had a degenerative eye condition, right?
He has a degenerative eye condition that he spent a lot of money on getting, you know, some sort of specialized contacts on to try and fix those. That hasn't worked all that well. He, you know, at some point after succeeding in the minor leagues, just kind of gave up on things, was trying to get himself out of the organization just so he could have a better chance. Darren Jackson talks about this a lot, about knowing what it is to be in an organization that will not use you. And just looking to go anywhere else. You know, it's not for nothing that
that's
talk about.
That's the Rule 5. It's what Rule 5 is designed to do, but that's a long time to wait that out. And then some team has to commit to drafting you.
You know, we talk about, you know, outlets will talk about teams, you know, getting a guy out of there and doing the right thing. And, you know, you'll give kudos to that organization. Well, you know, that team found a place for that guy to go play. That's not idle praise. That matters. For kids, for players as they sign as like minor league free agents and stuff.
Well, Cubs have talked about that with Danny Vogelbach. Right?
Well, same situation.
Just said, hey, man, you are absolutely stopped here.
There's nowhere you can go.
There's no question that you are, there's a dam here that's going to keep you from getting where you
have to go. We don't have a DH, and we've got this Anthony Rizzo fellow who's quite good. Mm-hmm. So here's the quote from Pham that I hope will put a little bit of this in perspective. And this is a quote that I don't think any Cardinals fan who is upset about this read at all. I think they got a quarter of the way through the article, stopped, and didn't read this. He's reminded of something he read, talking about Tommy, a few days ago, a story about a former number one draft pick born to privilege who had retired without making the majors. Here's Pham. He said something along the lines of, yeah, baseball's not my identity, Pham says. A guy who was the number one pick, I don't know if he was all in. For me, baseball's all I ever wanted to do.
Talking about Mark Appel?
I'm all in. Yeah, I assume it was talking about, it was an unnamed player, but that, I mean, that story came out right about the same time. Pham is quoted in this. As a lot of, I mean, there's some heat here. They said, here's Pham, they said, we believed you could do it all along, talking about finally getting up to the majors and having a full-time job. That's the thing that's so mind-boggling. I said, if that's the case, then why was I demoted to AAA? If that's the case, why was I batting in the eight hole this year behind the guy who got called up from high A? That's bleep. That's fake bleep, man. I'm from a background where my mom kept it so real. My mom would be like, man, look, I don't have no money to get you nothing for Christmas. I don't have no money to get you nothing for your birthday. I'm sorry. I got to pay the bills. I respected her because she told us from the get-go, all that fake, man, I was never raised like that. This goes on. That's the kind of language Pham is using. And first and foremost, I don't care that that's the language he's using. Get out there. We were talking about this, what, 2 days ago, that we beg for as a media and as fans, we beg for reality from our players. We beg for actual perspective from these guys as opposed to canned cliches. And now once we've got it, some people don't know what the hell to do with it. Some people go, well, how can you? Oh, no, he's got the dream job. He's right. He's 30 years old. And if he's lucky, he'll hit arbitration in a couple of seasons.
You know what happens?
He's arb eligible in 19. He's a free agent in 2022.
And he's not going to make any money.
He is a right-handed hitting slugger who plays center field. You know what happens to those profiles? they disappear. And here's hoping that that doesn't happen to Tommy Pham.
He knows it. He's smart enough to know what
damn
the,
right
where the trends
it.
Are going with veteran hitters and their replaceability and where teams want to spend their money. We've been tracking it ever since free agency this year started of where the guys with 850 hits, where the guys with 1,000 hits who are 30 years old saying, where's my money? We're not interested.
And it's ridiculous to me that you can't from the inside. I'm talking about, you know, whether you're a fan of an organization or just, you know, somebody that's followed this for a while. You can't see when a team has ruined a guy's chance. You can't see where a team has depressed the value of a player so much that all he can do is be bitter, show up, and play the best he damn can because he's Tommy Pham. Like, that's just, he's playing for the name on the back of his jersey to a certain degree. I don't think, it doesn't seem like Pham is unliked in his clubhouse, maybe by Mike Matheny, but everybody else has problems with Mike too. I just, there is an inability, it seems to me, from reading on, you know, fans just complete and utter gut reaction to the quotes in here. Not the actual meaning behind the quotes. Not what they're actually going to drive Pham to do or keep continuing to be. Just the fact that he used a bad word
is
setting people off.
The Cardinals fans are reacting to the fact that he used salty language?
Yeah, and it's just mind-boggling
to me. You'll have to go to one of Mike Matheny's faith days.
Because, yeah, that'll get you straight.
You'll have to be there and get straight with God on faith day.
Baseball is, as much as we've talked about this game being a team sport that masquerades as individual confrontation, right, or vice versa.
It's an individual sport that masquerades as a team sport.
And,
right.
And it is, too, to a degree. Yeah, it's important to build this team chemistry. It's important to be in an organization that supports you. It's very difficult. To me, it's amazing that Tommy Pham just exists as a Major League Baseball player right now when for 11 years he's been in a franchise that really didn't support him and that he checked out of at one point. To his own admission, he checks out of this team.
I've got all the data, by the way. After a quick update, the data that paints the picture of this larger baseball trend that makes it very unlikely that somebody like Tommy Pham is ever going to get paid what he was worth or recoup that lost value. That's coming up after we get you up to speed on sports.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. With only 3 home games left in the season, the first place Wolves are poised to make another run in the playoffs. Catch you Wolves Saturday versus Milwaukee and next Saturday versus Rockford. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Cubs are off after failing to score a run in their last 18 innings. Cubs at the Brewers for 4 starting tomorrow. Tonight, the Sox wrap up their 5-game road trip up in Toronto. The Blue Jays have won 4 in a row. Carson Fulmer against Aaron Sanchez. Tigers and Royals has been postponed today, already the 3rd game to be called in Detroit. And Jonathan Toews is out again. He will not play for the Hawks at the Blues. This Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to GrandviewHomes.com. And by Pearl Mortgage, go to PERLDavid.com. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the Radio Home for Cubs Baseball 670 The Score. The next game on The Score tomorrow when the Cubs take on the Brewers. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We got a listener named Whitley from Ravenswood. You might know him going back a long way, but he's done a lot of the heavy lifting when it's come to tracking the employment of a certain kind of Major League Baseball player.
Really?
This is sort of his cottage industry, and every once in a while he sends me updates here.
Interesting.
And this is the latest that he has. He says, so this is from the Department of How Decimated Are the Ranks of Veteran Bats. He said, and all of this should cause bleeding eyeballs for Tony Clark and every single player's rep. He says, I'll confine this to a few notable bullet points, and these numbers applied as of right before the season's first pitch. There are now 67 guys on active rosters, including 7 on the DL, David Wright among them, with at least 1,000 career hits. So they don't have comps. It's easily as low as I have ever seen it for the opener. That's a drop of 17 from the end of last season, which includes just one official retirement, Carlos Beltran. All others may be presumed to have been looking for gigs over the last offseason. Another 18 actives had 850 or more hits and thus are within a normal full season of reaching 1,000. Only 3 guys are missing from the latter list as the end of 2017. There's a bumper crop of new arrivals poised to join them this season, easily 15 at a glance, 20 more as a possibility subject to standard baseball vagaries. Just 9 active players with more than 2,000 career hits are left. He said, I'm going back through 2006. I've got a heap of data on this and what follows. Only 15 active players with 1750 or more hits remain. The 25th ranked active player is Howie Kendrick with 1561. He's also at the bottom of the list of actives with 1500 or more. He says, how effing old are we? Among actives, Elvis Andrus ranks 30th. Again.
What?
Elvis Andrus ranks 30th with 1,457 and needs a seasonal career norm of 180 to pass up Mark McGwire on the all-time career hits list. Ranking 50th among actives is Kendrys Morales with 1,153.
And he sat for 3 years. He was out for 3 years.
Yeah.
That is, I mean, that's remarkable.
Because there's just no value in having done this. It matters now who's under contract control.
Well, that's what I was trying to think. I'm trying to think through some of those old dudes. Well, apparently not that old, but some who are, you know, there's a guy like Albert Pujols who has been under contract for some time. But
that level of player doesn't count. That's a first ballot big boy table Hall of Fame.
Right. I mean, I'm trying to think that Ichiro is the same way.
Right.
He gets 1 year.
That
Curtis
counts.
Granderson, who we just saw. I mean, he's not a Hall of Famer, but he certainly had a run. And I mean, that's what it takes to get that deal is you got to be as good a guy everywhere around as Curtis Granderson is to keep on holding on.
Tom in Schaumburg is on the score. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Dan. Yeah, I don't know the whole FAM story, but I'm just wondering if he's been so good. I mean, it seems like some smart GM, and there are a ton of them out there, would have traded for him, and the Cardinals would have said, yeah, he's blocked. Let's get it done.
Well, that's kind of a shot at the Cardinals, isn't it? They got to want to trade him.
Well, why wouldn't they want to trade him if they're not going to be using him until he's 30?
Because it keeps it very cheap for them to hold on to a good player.
Yeah, that's also been the conundrum with Mike Matheny is that, in general, he hasn't done a good job figuring out which young players are good, which young players are not, and he is obsessed with small sample size performance.
What have you done? What did you quite literally do for me last night?
Like, literally last night.
Yeah. Tommy Pham homered for him last night, so I assume he'll be in the... Well, listen, with the season he put up in 2017, it's not altogether... What you'd hope to see for a guy like Tommy is that he does get traded. If the Cardinals start to flag off some, that guy's offense. That guy's the guy that you could get for, you know, a cheaper deal and be under team control. I mean, cheaper in terms of what prospects you might have to give up because of his age, but you still have the control around him, too.
Masters preview with our guy David Dusek of Golf Week. It all starts tomorrow.
Today's
Wednesday. Yes,
it starts tomorrow.
The Masters begins tomorrow, and because it's actually going on during our show, and the guys who cover it are on the course.
They're all walking.
No phones allowed.
Everyone's
on the course.
Going to be walking with Tiger.
This is going to be our opportunity to get the lay of the land from David Dusek. That is coming up next on the Score.
Cubs fans, listen to every Cubs game here.
Here's a deep drive to right off the bat of Brazil. It's got a chance. Gone. Upper deck.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the
deliciousness.
Tired of spending time sorting and folding laundry? Then look no further than CD One Price Cleaners, Chicago's home for value pricing and same-day service. CD One offers a convenient and eco-friendly wash and fold service that safely does your laundry every time. Just select from fresh scent or hypoallergenic detergent, and the CD One professionals will sort, wash, dry, fold, and neatly package your clothing, sheets, and towels the same day, all for just $1.29 per pound with no minimum. Don't worry about the stains you find most troubling. Leave those to the experts at CD One Price Cleaners. For a limited time, Score listeners get 25% off the first wash and fold laundry service by visiting cdoneprice.com/laundry. Services and prices may vary by store. Stop spending hours in the laundry room and forget about paying for detergents and washer dryer expenses. Get your laundry to any of the 34 Chicagoland CD One Price Cleaners to discover just how easy and affordable it is to eliminate laundry from your life. cdoneprice.com/laundry.
Hear that? It's the signature sound of a quality round. Kyle Kunesh here, golf pro at Grand Geneva Resort and Spa in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. I'm just putting the pin back in on the 18th hole of the Brute. If you can master the tough tee shot, steer clear of the rough, dodge the bunkers, and avoid the water, then you too will hear the sound of success. Ready to conquer the course? Bring your game and make it grand. Book your tee time today at GrandGenevaGolf.com.
In a quiet place, if they hear you,
they haunt you. Critics are calling A Quiet Place a terrifying thriller that demands to be seen in a crowded theater. A remarkable achievement. It's the most original and scariest movie in years.
Who are we if we can't protect them?
Emily Blunt, John Krasinski. Yeah! A Quiet Place, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13, tomorrow night.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Talking with Bob Babich, who's now the Bills linebackers coach. He was Bears defensive coordinator, Bears linebackers coach, and he is going to present Brian Urlacher in Canton to the Hall of Fame.
It was amazing. During the games, I used to make the guys sit down on the bench, and he liked to watch the game. And I'd come over and I'd say, hey, on play number 3, he'd say, oh, yeah, the pass is out, resuscitate the B gap. I said, yep, play number 7. Oh, yeah, the corner should have jammed him inside. I should have ran through the middle. After that, I start saying, you go watch the game and I'll just go ahead and grab you when I need to tell you something. It was amazing the recall he had and the understanding of the scheme that he had.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
Hear you. They haunt you. Critics are calling A Quiet Place a terrifying thriller that demands to be seen in a crowded theater. A remarkable achievement. It's the most original and scariest movie in years.
Who are we if we can't protect them?
Emily Blunt, John Krasinski. Yeah! A Quiet Place, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13, tomorrow night.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Well, here it comes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow! In your life, have you seen anything like that?
Maybe there's more in store amid the azaleas, a tradition unlike any other. This segment is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz. Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legaladvice and look online for Free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legaladvice. David Dusek of Golf Week, who is on Twitter at golfweek_Dusek, is at Augusta, and he is on the Bernstein & McKnight show on The Score. It's been a while since we've had this level of excitement for this tournament. It's always great. I know the outcome last year was a whole lot of fun, but when Tiger's playing the way he is and giving people hope, it sure changes the dynamics, doesn't it, David?
Yeah, you know, I think that this Masters, we've got more legitimate guys who can really lay claim to having a great chance to win this golf tournament than we've had in a number of years. For a long time, it was really Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson going back and forth, and we had a couple of guys who slid in there and stole some green jackets from there. But really, I think that there are probably 8 or 10 players that you could lay claim as being having a really good chance to win this year's Masters, all of them playing well, all of them big-name players. And having Tiger Woods be potentially one of those players really moves what is usually the biggest golf tournament of the year in terms of TV ratings and buzz and all that, moves it from the sports page right to the front page of everybody's newspaper. So it's going to be a great, great event, and we're at this point just eager to get it started.
David, I saw yesterday that Phil and Tiger played a practice round together. Everybody is spilling ink over this thing. I couldn't believe that they... I mean, were you as taken aback by them playing together as I was? Was that as momentous as it kind of felt?
You know, I think it would have been even more momentous had it happened, say, 3, 4, 5 years ago. But,
sure.
But yeah, the fact that we just haven't seen this, it's really the two players that have come to symbolize great American golf for the last, I don't know, 15 or 20 years, certainly. Hall of Fame players. Tiger's not in the Hall of Fame because he's not age eligible yet, but obviously he's going to be a unanimous Hall of Famer when he turns 50. It was great. The patrons were out there. It was as much of a rock concert as you're going to get on a Tuesday in the middle of Georgia. But it was an amazing thing to see. It shows you how much I think both guys have matured over the years, how their relationship has grown. and how at this point in their careers, when the end is certainly a lot closer than the beginning, I think they both really appreciate and respect what both of them have brought to the table for better part of the last two decades.
We spent some time breaking down your piece in Golf Week about the myth of it mattering being hot coming into this tournament, that the average previous finish was, what, something like 28th, and it doesn't really matter all that much. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, I think there's a couple things you can sort of read into that. And when I was doing the research for that piece, I think what comes down to is most players like to play at least one event the week before or maybe 2 weeks before. Some guys like to rest up before a major championship. But you tend to get guys who are thinking ahead, I think, more than almost anything else. There were a few years when the player was so dominant that they were winning at a fast clip. Tiger Woods, for example, in 2001, as I recall, just blitzed everybody and was winning all the time. Jordan Spieth, back in 2015, had a couple of runner-up finishes and a win right before he won. And Bubba Watson has done something sort of close to that as well. But most of the time, players are trying to gear themselves up. The sport, you know, psychologists and the exercise guys will call it periodization, where you know you can't play at your absolute peak every week, but you can try and time it so that your peak performances come when the biggest events happen. And so players will use certain tournaments. They don't come out and talk about it, but they'll use certain tournaments as a warm-up event. And there is no doubt in my mind that many players who are going to be contenders at the Masters have used the event, for example, last week in Houston, back in the day when we used to be in Atlanta at the Bell South Championship, right before Augusta. They would use those events as warm-ups, hitting shots that they knew specifically they would need at Augusta National on other golf courses where it may not have matched up exactly the way that it should have played out if they were trying to really work on winning that tournament.
What are those shots?
That has a lot to do with it.
What? Give us some of those shots that somebody might be working on for this course.
Sure. So the 13th at Augusta National is a par 5. That is, you're on the tee box, it goes straight out, and then it does almost a 90-degree turn to your left. And there's big, tall trees that are guarding that. And the fairway is almost like a banked racetrack. It tips up and it turns to the right. So the bottom part is much lower than the top part when you go out there. The players will practice hitting, for right-handed players, a big high draw, which for people who don't really follow golf means a shot that's going to go, it's going to curve in the air from right to left. Now, most players are going to hit a 3-wood at the Masters. Some guys are going to bomb it with a driver and go right up and over the top of those trees. But that's a very specific shot that is rewarded at Augusta National. Now, they will maybe try that shot where it might not lend itself perfectly if they were playing last week in Houston or back in the day, like I said, when they were playing at the Bell South in Atlanta at TPC Sugarloaf, where they used to play that tournament. It might be a hole that bent from right to left, so like, okay, you can do it, but they might put a little extra juice on it, or they might be practicing that shot that much more, knowing that they're going to need it on the 13th at Augusta National. And that's one example of many that I can give you where Augusta demands that you hit specific types of shots. If you don't, it gets much harder. If you do and you can pull it off, the rewards can be tremendous.
David, I'm glad you brought up the shot shape too, because there have been some who have pushed back on shot shape and specifically left-handers being favored at this course. And it seems to me that you're not necessarily buying it. I kind of don't. You see places at this course where that specific shot is rewarded. That's easier for a left-hander to do than a right-hander, but certainly it can be done on either side.
Yep. Yeah, no, I think that there hadn't been a left-handed player that ever won a Masters until 2003 when Mike Weir ended up winning in a playoff over Len Matisse. And then, obviously, the floodgates broke up when Phil Mickelson won three times, 2004, 2006, 2010. But there are certain holes where being left-handed certainly is an advantage. And 13 can be one of them. Phil Mickelson can hit his driver with his preferred shot shape, which is, in his case, being left-handed, one from right to left, but with a fade. So when his shot lands, it tends to stop more quickly. Balls that are hit with draw spin tend to roll out more in the fairway, which is great for adding distance and adding yards. But sometimes if you add too many yards, you roll through the fairway, and at Augusta, you'll land up in the pine straw, since we're talking about 13. So 13 for Phil Mickelson and a big-hitting lefty like Bubba Watson, they're just salivating. They're licking their chops. And if they don't make birdie, then they're really, really mad, because that is a birdie hole for those guys, absolutely. It's a birdie hole for most of the players in the course. But being a big hitting left-hander, you couldn't draw up a better hole for those guys.
I'm looking at the weather forecast here. The conditions look ideal for tomorrow with sunny and 68, and then it's going to be sunny and 79, a 10-mile-an-hour wind on Friday. Rain slash thunder Saturday, 60% chance with a 20-mile-an-hour southwest wind. How do players look at the possibility of either a stoppage or a changing course condition as they approach strategy?
Well, a lot of people in the who don't follow golf week in and week out think that rain would be bad. Rain would be very, very good for the golfers, not necessarily for the people who run the tournament, get sloppy and things like that. But rain and softer conditions will make Augusta National easier to score on. If you want to really confound golfers and make things difficult, throw wind into the equation. They hate wind because that's a variable that's difficult to judge and it's inconsistent. If it's a steady, soft rain that falls on Saturday without a lot of wind, the guys will absolutely eat Augusta National up. The golf course, it's easier to keep the ball in the fairway because it doesn't roll out. When you hit shots into the greens and they're wet, they tend to stay and they stop faster than they would normally. The greens get slower, so you can be a little bit more aggressive with your putting. And the caddies are keeping all of your clubs dry. The guys have rain gear that keeps them dry. They bring enough gloves where it's just not a problem. If the changing conditions involve wind and not a lot of rain but wind, Augusta National gets much, much more difficult because you will be end up playing off of the same shots, potentially precarious lies, all the things you're going to get no matter what. But now you hit the shot that you think you want. It gets hit by a 15-mile-an-hour gust of wind. It pushes you either off the green or into the wrong part of the green. And the greens are set up in such a way that you would much rather, in many cases, as the cliche goes, have a 10-foot putt up the hill from the right location on the green at Augusta National than a 5-foot putt going down the hill or from the wrong spot. The length of the putt doesn't matter quite as much to the guys as it's coming from the proper spot. And when the wind hits the ball and pushes it off, hitting those proper spots with your approach shots becomes almost impossible.
That's one of the most amazing things for me to watch at Augusta, David, is just the idea of the greens are so, so difficult. So the idea of whether you want to be this great putter on tour who can handle those things or be the approach guy who could just get you to the right spot on the green, because there's only the one spot you need to be at to make that putt. As long as you're putting well enough, your approach irons give you a chance on those greens. I don't know. Do you break down on either side? Would you rather be the elite putter, or would you rather put yourself in the right spot at Augusta?
This one's easy. You'd much rather be the elite guy with your irons
than
a really great putter. And that's counterintuitive to what a lot of people thought for a number of years, but the stats just bear it out. You would much rather be somebody who hits a lot of greens and puts yourself in a location, gives yourself a chance to make putts and to make birdies, than a guy who doesn't do that well but tries to make up with it with a putter. Because when you're making up with it for bad iron shots or inconsistent iron shots with your putt, you're putting to save par. Whereas the key at Augusta isn't necessarily how many long birdie putts you're going to make. It's how often you're going to avoid three putting. And the pros, even the worst pros on the PGA Tour, three putt only 3 or 4% of the time. So if you're hitting iron shots to the ideal locations and leaving yourself, say, 15 or 20 feet for birdie, the likelihood of you three putting from there is very low. But if you're a weak at iron play, if you're weak on approach shots and you're hitting into Augusta's famous greens and you're putting yourself 40 or 50 feet away into the wrong spot, then your likelihood of three putting increases, your birdies go down, you're not going to score. So there's no question. It's very similar to two-point shooting versus three-point shooting, which, for example, we saw with Villanova in the national semifinal game the other night. It wasn't that they took numerically that many more shots than the other teams that they were playing. It's just that they were hitting threes where the other players were hitting twos. And the math over the course of the long run, I'd rather hit 40% of my three-pointers than give you 50% of your two-pointers. I'll take that math all the time.
So let's talk names then. I'm looking at the odds sheet in front of me. We know all the big names, but this is also a tournament where you know that somebody else is going to be on that leaderboard. Maybe this is the time for Hideki Matsuyama at 33-1. There's Tommy Fleetwood and Alex Noren at 45-1. My guy, Mark.
Stop right there.
Okay.
There you go. Don't need to go further. Don't. If you're a gambling person, if you're somebody who's into fantasy golf, or if you have a friend who's in Vegas, or if you want to slide over Indiana on one of those remote casino deals, the play to go on this one is going to be Alex Noren. It's not going to be on Hideki Matsuyama. Matsuyama has been very inconsistent this year, which is why his odds are low, even though his world ranking is high. And he's coming off of some injuries, inconsistent play. Alex Noren has three top three finishes already this year. He's been playing predominantly on the U.S. PGA Tour, which is always helpful for Masters winners. They tend to come from the U.S. PGA Tour, by and large, even though Garcia, for example, is an international player being Spanish, but he has been a U.S. PGA Tour guy for a long time, as defending champion there. If you're looking for a dark horse that maybe isn't a household name yet, where you're going to get some decent odds, Alex Noren at 40-1 is a steal. You should absolutely go with that.
At some point, my guy Leishman is going to win one of these. At some point.
This year.
No, okay. Oh. 66-1, you're getting on Mark Leishman. Okay.
You know, here's the thing that my dad told me. It's like, okay, you know, if the guy's 40 or 50-1, there's a reason for that.
Right. I understand how that works.
Good.
I get it. You know, there's also somebody from these higher numbers down here too. Billy Horschel at 300-1. You know, there's
I'm friends with Billy. I love me some Billy Horschel. It's the thing is what the Masters more than any other golf tournament rewards chalk. It's really rare that somebody comes out of nowhere. Even if you want to tell me like, oh, well, Danny Willett 2 years ago won the Masters. Danny Willett was ranked number 14 in the world at that point. U.S. golf fans didn't know a lot about Danny Willett. You had to be pretty dialed in to be aware. And he's certainly fallen off a cliff since that time. But more than any other tournament, with such a small field, I believe the field this year is 87 players. It's a tournament that almost always is won, or the players who are in contention are the big names. So Billy Horschel is a tremendous player. A lot of grit, University of Florida, won a FedEx Cup.
Yep.
Not this year, no.
David, this is great. I appreciate it. You've whetted our appetite for a tournament they're already really ready for, so enjoy yourself.
All right, thanks a lot, fellas. Talk to you soon.
That is David Dusek, brought to you by Fogo de Chão. Taste the difference of skilled gaucho chefs at Fogo de Chão Brazilian Steakhouse, where every cut is expertly prepared. Reserved today in Chicago, Rosemont, and Naperville at Fogo.com. And a huge thanks, by the way, to the guys at Buffalo Wings and Rings, 3434 South Halstead. Remember that address because the home opener for the Southsiders is tomorrow, and we, the Bernstein and McKnight Show, have got you covered. We're going to be there. Join us before first pitch at Buffalo Wings and Rings. It's around 35th and Halstead, 9-1. A special broadcast is brought to you by El Nacimiento Tequila, the official tequila of the Illinois Bicentennial Celebration. And there's going to be free game day parking with free shuttle to the park and great El Nacimiento specials all day long. And the El Nacimiento Shot Girls are going to be there.
Oh, very good.
From 10 to 1. The Shot Girls.
Oh, 10 to 1. I'm glad they're not there from 9 until 1. That would be difficult for us. That's the entirety of the show.
To 1. Baseball
discipline
talk
there.
Is coming up next. It is going to be the regular appearance of Len Casper with Bernstein and McKnight. Keep it here. You have the score.
The new McNeil and Parkin Show, new in the afternoons, 1 to 6.
It's fun to think about the fact that they got Giolito and Lopez in the same trade. Ronaldo Lopez has the ability, if he can harness that off-speed stuff with his velocity, to make him some must-see TV on the south side of Chicago.
Mac is back, joining Danny Parkins on your ride home, 1 to 6, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Dirt and grime and bring out your vehicle shine with super savings on O'Reilly Car Wash. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a gallon bottle of O'Reilly Car Wash for $3.99. Clean, shine, and protect your vehicle with O'Reilly Car Wash on sale for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
When you're thinking about getting a mortgage, everyone has a piece of advice. And believe me, you'll hear it all. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. And the thing I've learned about mortgage advice is everyone has some. But not everyone has what's right for you. Rocket Mortgage has helped millions get the information that they need. Based on real data, we've made everything easy to understand so you can confidently make the right decision and get a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. In fact, for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Rocket Mortgage. Check it out. Take your time. And if you have questions, we'll be here with expert advice you can trust. Because we know that buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. So give us a call at 800-QUICKEN or visit rocketmortgage.com today to learn more. Start the journey toward your perfect home with America's largest mortgage lender.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results.
In a quiet place, if they hear you, they hunt you. Critics are calling A Quiet Place a terrifying thriller that demands to be seen in a crowded theater. A remarkable achievement. It's the most original and scariest movie in years.
Who are we if we can't protect them?
Emily Blunt, John Krasinski. Yay! A Quiet Place, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Tomorrow night.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The new Bernstein and McKnight Show. Middays 9 a.m. to 1.
Back to football talk with a guy who knows what he's doing this time of year. He is Greg Gabriel.
How do you see things playing for Mitchell in his second year?
He's got some weapons. I mean, the problem with the Bears' receivers last year is, number one, I thought the offense was terrible. The design of the offense was terrible, and it didn't play into Trubisky's strength, but the receivers couldn't get separation. And if you look at the tape of Taylor Gabriel and Allen Robinson,